From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns is bringing the next portion of a message called The Peculiar Power of the Gospel. Paul's thesis for the epistle is found in verses 16 and 17 of chapter 1. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The first thing we note about the gospel is its divine origin. It is not the product of human philosophy. Rather, it is a divine revelation. Then the subject of the gospel is the righteousness of God. It has nothing to do with man's works, but with the righteousness which comes from God alone. This is the righteousness which Christ earned by his death on the cross, and which God imputes to those who believe on Christ. Furthermore, this righteousness is received by faith alone. Mental assent to the truths of the gospel is not enough. To be saved, one must believe on Christ with all the heart. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Never Separated from God. The text is John chapter 11 and verse 26, And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Yes, Lord, we believe in it. We shall never die. Our soul may be separated from our body, and this is death of a kind, but our soul shall never be separated from God, which is the true death, the death which was threatened to sin, the death penalty which is the worst that can happen. We believe this most assuredly, for who shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? We are members of the body of Christ. Will Christ lose parts of his body? We are married to Jesus. Will he be bereaved and widowed? It is not possible. There is a life within us which is not capable of being divided from God. Yea, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And how then can we die? Jesus himself is our life, and therefore there is no dying for us, for he cannot die again. In him we died unto sin once, and the capital sentence cannot a second time be executed. Now we live, and live forever. The reward of righteousness is life everlasting, and we have nothing less than the righteousness of God, and therefore can claim the very highest reward. Living and believing, we believe that we shall live and enjoy. Wherefore we press forward with full assurance that our life is secure in our living head.
A great day is coming, heaven's gates will open wide, and all who love the Lord will enter in. To join with their loved ones who in Jesus Christ have died, their eternal life in heaven to begin. And the Lord himself will greet us, oh, what joy will fill that day, and with a smile on the proudest father, he looks at us to say, welcome home, children.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
God has so united Christ and His people that those whose trust is in Jesus find that God imputes the righteousness of Christ to them. He lays all that Christ has merited to their account because He has already laid all that they have merited to Christ's account. As He says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made Christ who knew no sin, to be sin for us, who knew no righteousness, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. That's the burden of the gospel. That's the revelation. That's the veil taken away. Oh, it was in the Old Testament that Abraham believed and it was accounted to him for righteousness. It's in the Old Testament that the just by his faith shall live. These are all there as precursors of the final announcement. But now the veil is taken away and Christ is presented to us in all the fullness and beauty of his full accomplishment. We're told this is what Paul means by the righteousness of God. In chapter 10, verse 3 of Romans, he says, of the Jews, they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So what is the righteousness of God? Well, think of what Paul says here. They're going about to establish their own righteousness. What is their own righteousness? Surely it's a righteousness on the basis of their own works. How foolish sinners are. Not just Jewish sinners. People going about to establish a righteousness by their own works. People going about trying to impress God with what they have done. People trying to earn the favor of God by what they think, do, say, or pay. Men and women that can't be done. They're going about to establish their own righteousness. That's a righteousness by their own, on the basis of their own works. So if their own righteousness is a righteousness on the basis of their own works, God's righteousness, therefore, is a righteousness on the basis of God's works. What is God's work? It's the giving of Jesus Christ to live, to suffer, to die, to rise again for the salvation of His people. I want you to get this. You see, to obtain the righteousness that God has provided by Christ's obedience, to obtain that righteous standing with God through faith in Christ, is the most important thing in the world. It's the most precious thing in the world. Think of what Paul said when he was writing to the Philippians in chapter 3, verse 9. He says, I count all things but dung that I may be found in Christ, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Paul says, and very few people could say what he could say. He said, I had everything that a Jew could have. I was rising high in Jewish religion, according to the estimate of that religion. I was one of the righteous. A proud, self-righteous Pharisee. He says, I count it all but dung. Not a very pretty turn of phrase, but oh, how telling. There's nothing in this world that's worth losing your soul for. If you put anything or anybody before a justifying faith in Christ, you are damning your soul for a bucket of dung. That's what Paul says. You may call it gold. Only appears that way for a little while. It's just dung. Paul says, I count it all but dung. The only thing that matters is to be found in Christ. To be found in Christ. To be found without any of the rags of my own self-righteousness, and to be found clothed in the righteousness of Christ.
men and women, make sure that you obtain that righteousness. It may be obtained without money and without works, for it's God's gift. Romans 5:17 says, "They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." The gift of righteousness. God's free gift. This gospel is a revelation. It's a revelation of a divine righteousness, a righteousness of God. And that righteousness of God is received by faith alone. We come now to another little phrase that is highly controversial. Revealed, and then we read from faith or by faith to faith. That has led to some of the strangest ideas from preachers. In the early days of the church fathers liked to say that it was from the Old Testament faith to the New Testament faith. How they ever come up with that one's hard to say, but they did. Some said it was from the faith of the preacher to the faith of the hearer. The idea that most have adopted is that it's from a weak faith to a strong faith. The idea that very often when faith first lays hold of Christ, it is but a weak faith, and then it leads to stronger faith. From one degree of faith to another. I'm not going to discuss all these things for the simple reason that none of them really comes to terms with Paul's meaning. Take this little phrase, from faith or by faith to faith. How do you construe that? With what do you link it in the text? Do you link it with righteousness? A righteousness by faith to faith is revealed. Or do you link it with revealed? A righteousness is revealed by faith to faith. Now, I think once you put the question that way, you get the answer. Personally, and I have tried very hard to do this, I cannot attribute any clear meaning whatsoever to the statement that the gospel of the righteousness of Jesus Christ is revealed by faith. I can't make any sense out of that statement. And I have not read anybody else who's made any sense out of that statement, even those who defend it. You stop and think of it. What on earth would that mean? The gospel of justifying righteousness is revealed by or out of faith. I suppose that's what led the early church fathers to say it was out of the faith of the Old Testament. Clearly, it's an almost meaningless statement. The gospel was revealed by God. You may say the gospel was revealed by grace. You have to say the gospel is revealed to faith, not by faith. Now, once you've established that, I think you get the answer, because on the other hand, it is the very essence of the doctrine of Romans to say that the righteousness which God has provided is a righteousness which is by faith. A justification which is by faith. Now we begin to get somewhere. In the gospel, a righteousness of God by faith is revealed. Take that as one word, more or less. Righteousness by faith, hyphenated. It's one expression. What is revealed in the gospel? A righteousness from God as its source. God as its provider. A righteousness by faith. That's what's revealed. And it's revealed unto faith. In other words, it's revealed to be believed. Now we're getting, I think, to what Paul is saying here. See, my great theme is a righteousness by faith. The Jews have all believed in a righteousness by works. So have the Gentiles, by the way. That's the nature of fallen man. By nature, sinners believe in a righteousness by works. Paul says the divine revelation is of a righteousness by faith. In the person and work of Him who is our righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is revealed to be believed. Ah, now we come to something that is very, very important. What I'm preaching to you tonight, I said, is not a theory. So it's not just for you to cogitate upon and hold up and dissect as you would any other theory. This is not even a doctrine simply to admire. This is a divine revelation to be received by faith, and faith of a very particular kind. This is saving faith. It includes, but it transcends, mere intellectual assent. Devils have an intellectual assent to the truths that the Bible sets forth, but they perish. This faith is more than a nodding acquaintance with or an agreement with the Bible, its history and its doctrine. The old Puritan historical faith. There are people who believe the histories of the Bible, the Old and New Testament. They believe the doctrines of the Bible. They believe the claims of the Bible, the statements of the Bible. But they don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And this faith is more than a surface emotion based on a momentary stimulus or a momentary excitement. You remember in our studies in the life of Christ in John chapter 2, the end of that chapter, verses 23, 24, we saw that there were people who were moved by the miracles that they saw Jesus doing, and they believed in Him. But He didn't believe in them. He didn't have any faith in their profession of faith. He knew that it was just a surface emotion coming out of the excitement of seeing the miracles. They had no heart for Him. Saving faith accepts all that God reveals as true. But then it receives from the heart this truth. And it commits the soul to the merit of Christ alone for salvation. With the heart, we read in Romans 10:10, man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart. See, if you're not a believer tonight, the problem is not just with your mind. Oh, the mind is darkened. But the problem is also with the heart. The inmost soul. The seat of your affection and will. When you believe from the heart, you believe cordially and wholeheartedly. So faith assents to the truth, and faith accepts the Savior in a total commitment of the soul to Christ. And it confesses Him as Lord. As Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or that Jesus is Lord, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, I want you to get this. You could say, I believe in the doctrine of justification by faith alone, and yet not have any faith in Christ. This is not a doctrine to be revealed or to be set before you simply as a matter for your assent or your argument. It's a doctrine that is revealed from heaven for you to receive it by faith, giving up all hope in yourself to embrace Christ as your righteousness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5767. 5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.